We have witnessed a severe bombing of Pearl Harbor by...
A live broadcast from Hawaii, December 7th, 1941, which the next day President Roosevelt referred to as...
A date which will live in infamy.
It began this country's earnest entry into World War II, which spurred the Agriculture Department to start programs to boost food production. And USDA historical expert Ann Efland says for farmers it wasn't easy. First, young farmers were being drafted off the farms into the Army. Second,
there were restrictions on use of rubber and steel, which affected use of farm machinery.
But farmers did manage to boost production, helped by the Victory Garden movement for non-farmers.
To encourage, even in urban areas, producing your own vegetables and fruits in particular.
And it worked so well that President Roosevelt was able to tell the nation 2 years later,
there is enough food today for all of us, and enough left over to send to those who are fighting with us.
And that, many believe, helped win the war for the Allies. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.